Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Enlightening Your Way. I am your host, Nancy Lombardo. We are airing live simultaneously on the Lily Dell Blog Talk Radio Show and, of course, here on the Lily Dell Assembly's official Facebook page. I am a year-round resident here in Lily Dell and the president of the Church of Living Spirit, which is an independent spiritualist church here in Lily Dell. I'm a military veteran, retired police detective, fitness and yoga instructor, and wellness is my passion. My show is a combination of my many life experiences that will feature various topics and guests to help enrich one's mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. My Facebook page is Wellness with Nancy Lombardo, where my motto is protecting and serving your well-being. And this week's special guest is Lily Dell Assembly President Amanda DeShong, and our topic is Lily Dell 2024. Amanda has been working as a medium, mentor, and healer for over 20 years. Amanda is passionate about helping others on their journey of spiritual growth and healing. Amanda is a certified crystal healer practitioner, Reiki master, and has served as a hospice chaplain. This past year, Amanda and her partner moved here to Lily Dell as full-time residents in August. Amanda was elected to the Lily Dell Assembly Board of Directors, where she is serving as our current president. So hello and welcome, Amanda, and thank you so very much for being here this evening with us.
Thank you for having me, Nancy. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yay. Before we get into the topic of Lily Dell 2024, I thought I might ask a couple of questions to get people to better know you and meet you. I didn't know some of these answers myself when I wrote them down. So I would like to know how you first heard about Lily Dell.
Well, it goes back to 2005. I was the minister at Way Memorial Temple in Wheeling, West Virginia. And some of the people here in Lily Dell attended that church in their childhood and growing up. So I certainly got to meet some of them, as well as their neighbors here with me now in Lily Dell. And I was the minister there for a period of time. It's an NSAC, of course, that church. And I took the pastoral fields in Maine, and I decided that I would come to Lily Dell. And of course, our dream at that point, my partner and I, was to possibly get a little cottage like most people do, and just kind of live here in the summer months, or come up on weekends. And then I attended several classes here in 05, 06, and 07. And 8, and then we moved to New Hampshire, and then we started coming back to Lily Dell, even from New Hampshire, and so we've been really coming to Lily Dell and feeling all that spiritual, wonderful energy since 05.
Wow. Do you remember what your first impressions were when you first came to Lily Dell?
I would say that since I had searched for a community and a spiritual energy, I'll say that I wanted to feel in my life, as soon as I literally, some people say, well, I feel it as soon as I come on the campus. I literally felt it when I came down Route 60, if anybody's ever been there, down 60 and across onto Lake Dry. I just felt it before I even got to Lily Dell, the excitement, the energy of a place where it's your thoughts can be free, and that's what attracted me to being here more, certainly, and my partner as well, that we could be in a place where and thinking outside the box was actually normal.
Right. Actually, I kind of think that I like the thought way back when of our, forefathers before us are being free thinkers. I love that. I love that we were free thinkers way back when, before it was even a thing,
Absolutely.
They were doing it here in Lily Dell, especially for women. It was just,
I was going to say men and women, which at that time was absolutely not heard of, outside of this area, because women, even if you published, which we have a lot of this. I do have a lot of the books from the 1800s, and they were actually written by women, but had to be published by their husbands.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. I know I've seen another part of your bio where you said that you had had mediumistic feelings and abilities since an early age of childhood. Do you feel like you were born with those abilities, or do you feel that you developed them later?
I really feel like they were just natural to me. So I would say that when I felt them, I can remember things at 4 and 5 and 6 years old that happened to me that didn't, they were very peaceful things that happened to me. So I grew up in a Pentecostal faith. We were in church at least 3 times a week, and my grandfather was a reverend, for actually an evangelist for 65 years of his life. And I was in church and would see different things, you know, angelic beings. And now I understand, of course, that, you know, being in this faith and where I'm at, I understand that it was spirit, of course, along with those angelic beings, but a very peaceful way of the way spirit portrayed and came through to me and let me feel things at those young ages. It just kind of took a place where at about 7 or 8, people then started wondering because I would say things. But, you know, when you're small, things, people kind of let it go. Like it's in their ear, but they're not paying attention. You're just babbling as a kid. And but I feel like that's when they started noticing that I would say things. So I started kind of keeping it a bit more to myself and my sister and some friends versus saying anything in that kind of in that religious or church atmosphere or with people that were older in that church situation.
Yeah, well, those are far stretches, for sure.
Yeah.
Real far stretches. Yeah. You said that you started coming here, what, in 2008, or was it really?
2005.
Was it ever in your long-term plans that, oh, I'm going to move to Lilydale?
Yes, actually, I looked at a house that
someone
in the church owned in 2005.
Oh, wow.
And I really felt that, you know, we would be able to do that at some point. But church, life took us other ways. And as an engineer, I was offered a position. I was working full-time as well as being the reverend there at the temple and doing my readings after I started there. So it basically got me to where I was looking at another position and asked to take a position in New Hampshire, and that's where Joan and I went at that point. So Lilydale was, we say it was put on hold till it was the right time, and this year everything just absolutely fell in place. It was without much thought in the sense of stress, like it just happened, and we decided to do it, and then it just kept flowing from there. So
I kind of think if you talk to anybody that actually owns a house here, it's that same thing. It's not like you plan it. It's all of a sudden, it's a calling, and it all just plays itself out. I mean, you hear that time after time after time again, because people don't sit there and, oh, I'm going to move to Lilydale. It's not really just how it works.
No.
Like you said, spirit has whole different plans for us, and it always plays itself out individually with each household, it seems like, for sure. Did you think you'd be here full time?
At first, our goal was to keep our house in Ohio and come here during the summertime and go there where it's a little less wintry, not by much, but we thought we would go back and forth. But the spirit actually led us to feel that we needed to be here full time. And so when we went back to Ohio, we met with the realtor actually. On a Sunday, she put our house on the market on Tuesday morning, and by 2 o'clock that Tuesday, it was under contract.
Wow. I mean, wow.
So that's how, when spirit leads you to do, you know, it's all freedom of choice, of course, but when you feel that you're being led and you follow that path, things are almost instant. It happens without the turmoil that some people go through in thought. And if you're going through all that, I have to always ask, is it the right thing?
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Totally. So you moved here really quick, and next thing you know, you're running for office. Was that all in the plans, or did that just kind of come up to you?
That absolutely came up out of nowhere. In fact, I really thought I'm just going to live here. I'm, you know, not going to be involved in politics, so to speak, of any organization, so to speak, or a community, or and I never have been really in those situations. I've been on boards and things and working where I've been in engineering, but not in communities like this. And I was asked to, you know, consider. And so I talked with Joan, and we went back and forth for a few days. I did a lot of meditation, and Spirit basically said to Joan one day, not even to me, and she said it to me at breakfast. She said, well, you can't make change unless you're part of that change.
I like that. True. Definitely not something for the faint of heart either.
Absolutely. I got a lot more grace. And it's only been 4 months.
Right. So did you ever imagine in 2005 that walking in the grounds of Lilydale that you would be the president of the Lilydale Assembly? Was that even anything that would have ever entered your mind?
Absolutely not. That would have been from here to Pluto. Would have never dreamt that anything like that would become a part of my life. Lilydale, of course, I knew I wanted that, but to be involved to this degree, no, not at all.
So what does this position mean to you?
Being the president of Lilydale as an organization, I would say my heart is to make sure that, first, spiritualism is brought to a higher level in our world. And when I say that, I expect that I, working with everyone, want to see Lilydale be high up on that chart of bringing people to that realization that we are never alone, that we always have assistance out there in that spirit realm, and that Lilydale can really send all this light and love out to our world. So as the president, my goal is to let everyone out there in our world understand the precious energy that has been bestowed upon this land and bestowed upon Lilydale. I believe it's a very sacred place. And I know it becomes a very fun, lively place in the summertime, which we'll talk about here in a while, but I feel like it's a place where people can really come to understand who they are in this world. And that's the goal for me as a president, is to help people, whatever that realization is that they're coming to, help them, whether it is for spiritualism. So many people that are involved in spiritualism actually have grown up and continue to actually be in other faiths, from Judaism to Catholicism to whatever it might be. And that, I feel, the more energy that we gather and understanding of all religions finds us at a place where we understand there is one that connects us all, and we therefore are one. And so spiritualism I see as a light of letting people understand there is no differences.
I love that.
In the sense of spirit.
It's one thing I do love about spiritualism also, is the fact that we're accepting of all religions. You know, we're accepting of all of it. And we are built on sacred ground. And, you know, you see the pictures back in, you know, World War II days. Spiritualism was huge. And I would love to see it get back to those days.
Yes.
Those days. Because it was a huge religion. So I guess you almost answered the next question I had. What is yours and the board's vision for Lilydale?
Well, I feel for, as far as us, we've really been focused since we got in on the board. We've been focused on, I would say since we got in 23, we've already started immediately focusing on what was 24 going to look like in Lilydale. The number one thing as a board is unity. We really want to see, first of all, the unity in, and I know there's somebody out there in Lilydale that uses that unity in community. I don't know who that is, but I really feel like it's our unity that is going to bring about unity of people that are coming here, other organizations, Casadega, Fredonia, Dunkirk, you know, Chautauqua County. We really need to see ourselves as a part of that. And so I feel like our board is starting to look more at us as a spiritual system, organization, but we're also in with communities, and we need to represent that unity in with these other communities as well, so that they don't see us as a place.
They
see us as a people, as a group, a neighbor. That's what our number one goal is.
I think sometimes the religious aspect of it does put a separation, and it doesn't need to be a separation at all.
Absolutely.
You know, not at all.
Right.
You're right, and it would be welcoming to be part of that community and feel wholer amongst all of our neighbors, for sure. So I love that.
Yes.
So let's start by talking about the first thing coming up, and that is the big solar eclipse weekend, April 8th. The solar eclipse, I think, is actually on Monday.
Yes, Monday the 8th.
And I know Iris Libby, who was on my show a couple of weeks ago, explained that right here in Lilydale and Western New York, we will have the full experience of the full eclipse, not necessarily throughout the whole United States. And although she said that you'll feel something if you're not witnessing the whole eclipse, that being a part of it and witnessing it is extremely special to be in that energy. So I know we're planning a few things around that.
We are here at Lilydale. We won't have a gate fee. So for
huge,
people that are coming in, which is good for everybody visiting, it seems that most of our guest houses that are going to be open at that time are already filled. You can certainly, I encourage people call, you know, in case anybody canceled. And here in Chautauqua County, we've worked with the Chamber of Commerce, the Visitors Bureau, the Emergency Management in Chautauqua County, along with New York State. And they're feeling that we're going to have somewhere between 250 and 400,000 people descend on Chautauqua County alone.
Wow.
That are not housed here, meaning those are going to be visitors coming in. So we're here at Lilydale. We're actually going to have our auditorium open. We're going to have somewhere between, we have 35 right now, vendors that are going to be there with all kinds of things. Dealing with the eclipse and spiritual things, metaphysical things as well. And we're going to have our coffee shop, Sacred Grounds, is going to be open for food. And, of course, everybody's going to need coffee, of course, anytime, day or night. so they'll be there. And we have two classes that are going to happen that weekend as well. And we'll be holding those here at Lilydale. They will be in-person classes. So I encourage everyone to get on to the LilydaleAssembly.org site and also like us on Facebook there and see that we have a lot of this already out there for people. People have been purchasing those classes and again, planning in those guest houses and things to come to Lilydale for that solar eclipse since back in September. So I look for it to be a very big event for us to take place in. And certainly the safety precautions, I would encourage everybody to get online and see what solar eclipse means and, you know, wear those protective glasses. We'll have some of those here on campus. for different classes and things, but I encourage everybody to certainly be ready for that because you do want that whole experience. Like Miss Libby said, you certainly want that energy of, it's kind of strange to say you're going to be in darkness, but you'll feel the light. But, you know, even in total darkness, there is light because we are light beings. We are never without light. So it will get dark here in Lolita. The street lights will turn on. That's how dark it will be. So a lot of people think when there's a solar eclipse like that, oh, there's still a bit of light. It just gets more like a hazy light darkness. But that's not true. What happens is that it becomes just like it's the middle of the night, but there's no stars in the sky.
Right. That's,
so
it's going to be an experience.
So there is ISO is what they call the certification on a lot of products in our world. That means they're certified. So you really want to make sure the glasses you get are ISO certified.
I believe we're going to be selling some, are we not?
Yes, yes, we will have. I just don't want people to, if we would happen to run out, I know that the people that are vending, I am sure, are going to have some too. But just for safety, if you do have some that you've had from past eclipses, and there are people that, you know, are eclipse chasers, so, or astrological chasers, so to speak. And they go to every eclipse they can get to. They go to, you know, see the best place for the comets like she spoke about today. And all those astrological or I call them otherworldly things because we really are connecting, I believe, with other worlds of energy at that point. But we will be open that weekend and into that 8th and during the eclipse, and hoping that everybody comes to join us. They can find that information out there on lilydaleassembly.org.
Maybe I'm a little biased, but I do believe that Lilydale would be a specialer place, that's even a word, to visit during the eclipse only because of the energy that's been on these grounds for 145 years. You know, we have been building this energy for a very, very long time. And
right.
We are built on sacred ground to begin with. And I can't help but feel that it's going to be very special here in Lilydale to witness that eclipse.
I am 100% there with you, Nancy. I feel this is because of all it's absorbed in the past. And, you know, I'm talking clear back in Ice Age time and all that energy that this area of our country has evolved, we certainly have the energy here from all those different meteorites and comets and all the eclipses and things that have happened through the times. I feel this ground and everyone being here and knowing that we're feeling the energy and appreciation of creation. So other places might say, wow, look at that, you know, yeah, it's dark. But we, I think, are looking at it in a different way here in a spiritual sense of this is the true meaning of light and dark, but knowing that the light is always eternal as well. So darkness may come on our path at some time in our life. I'm sure it does for everyone, more than once. But we can always know that that light is coming in a matter of moments. And that's really what eclipses tell us. We come with phases in our life, light and dark and light and dark. It's ebb and flow. We cannot be one without the other.
That's so beautifully put. Beautifully put. I love that. So I know we're going to talk about the season, but I want people to understand that even though we've been off season, we were just talking before we came on air. How many workshops you got going on off season right now?
We have our Zoom classes right now that you can see also on the LolidaleAssembly.org page. And those are all on Zoom. And right now we have about 90 of them scheduled. We've been doing them since the end of October, beginning of November. And we do that every off season from October to May. And we have wonderful classes on there, everything from astrology to mediumship, beginning mediumship, advanced, meditation, crystals, you name it. It's all on there. And the classes are wonderful. I attended one yesterday that was 3.5 hours on beginning mediumship. And so I encourage everybody, just get on and take a look. We have 90 classes to choose from. And the wonderful thing, we try to do it according to some people's schedules. So we actually have classes, some of them during the day, evenings, and weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can really have a choice of getting involved in a lot of these classes.
And I think I looked, they're able to buy the tickets all the way till the day of, is it not?
We try to do it like a 24-hour period.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like a 24-hour prior to. But sometimes we leave it open till like 6 or 7 at night, and it's the next morning at 9. But
right. Yeah, yeah.
It really just depends on if we see lots of crowds coming in. And so it's been wonderful. We had 40 people in that class yesterday. Most classes are anywhere between 9 and 25. So there, you get to meet new people. And the wonderful thing is you get some new friends that you get to join with, because you catch up with people maybe that you've known 20 years ago here at Little Dale. You've never ran into them since. And you see, and it's for people all over the world. We have people coming from Australia, New Zealand, the UK. And so we try to do it at different times for them as well.
Right. Yeah. I like that. It seems like it's building momentum for sure. Definitely building momentum.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I know we're starting season a little early this year. When is our official opening?
Our official opening is June 21st, Friday the 21st. And, of course, we'll be starting that weekend, as we have for many years with the Tibetan monks. They'll be here with us that weekend.
People love the monks, and we love
yes.
the energy here, too. It's a big, you know, watching them build the mandala is just absolutely beautiful.
I tell everyone, if you haven't seen that, and there's something different, really, truly, about watching it in person
mm-hmm.
and, like, on video. When you get the energy of them literally putting each piece of that sand in the proper place, it's magical. It's really a spiritual experience. It can't be seen without being in person.
I think the humility of it, of watching them do it just so gracefully and respectfully, and then,
yeah.
you know, the closing ceremony is just another level for sure.
Absolutely. I felt very blessed this year to be able to carry one of the horns. Oh, it kind of buckled my knees. I see it when I watch the video of it. I tell everyone, when you're holding it and then the monk starts to play it, it vibrates clear down across the horn into your body, and it literally buckled my knees a few times because the energy of that sound and the vibration, and just feeling the reverence of what that means and the presence of it being here in Lilydale. I don't know that I'm even explaining it right, because my body just vibrated for several days after too, but definitely while he was playing.
Now, I know you said we open officially the 21st, but I know we have a week, is it a week long workshop the week before that, the pre-season?
Absolutely. We actually have some pre-season workshops
in
and
person.
Events happening. So the 16th of June through the 20th, there is a program being put on with several different people, and kind of Dr. Susan Barnes kind of put that together this year, as she did the last few. And that program looks to be amazing. So I encourage people to get online. You can purchase those tickets as well. And to combine with that, since we really don't open up till the 21st for a season, we have decided, the Lilydale board has decided to open the hotel and our accommodations. So it would be the Maplewood Assembly Hall, the CAF, and our campground. We're going to open all of that June 12th so that we can get everybody in a week before season, get them enjoying the grounds before we even open on the 21st. But then they'll also be able to, we're also having an event the 15th, that weekend. We're having a fun fest event as well.
Yeah, and all this is starting to be in person by then. This is all in person.
Yes, yes, all in person, yes.
Okay, just want to make that clear. And but the gate fee will not go into effect until the 21st.
That is correct.
Okay. Is the gate fee staying the same this year?
It is. It's staying at $15. We did not raise it.
Okay, that's good news. And people don't understand. They get a lot with that gate fee. You know, they have three outdoor services, I believe.
Absolutely.
We have a 2:30 service in the auditorium. We have Healing Temple twice a day. So they really get a lot for that $15.
Absolutely. In the morning meditation.
Okay.
So I tell everyone, if you come to Lilydale and you're an early riser and you come in, you have the morning meditation, you have your healing, you actually have then, like you're saying, the three outdoor services and the service at 2:30 in the auditorium, which also involves mediumship and an inspirational talk. And we're trying to get everyone to know that that's not a religious service in this sense. You don't have to be a spiritualist to go.
Right. Yeah.
So some people have really thought, well, they can't get involved in that because they're not a spiritualist. Not so. We want everyone to come, join into the inspirational talks and readings. And then after that, and certainly you have the Forest Temple and then the Stump, then you can go back to the Healing Temple that evening.
Yeah.
So other than taking a quick little lunch break in between there, you can fill your day with Lilydale.
You're right. I forgot about that because Jane was doing the meditations in the morning. It became widely popular, for sure. They love to start the day that way, so that's a great way. So what can you tell us about some of the season highlights coming up this year?
Well, I can tell you that we have 142 workshops planned.
Wow.
That will be out in the catalog.
That's incredible.
The catalog will actually, it's set to be published and out in our hands by the middle of February.
Nice.
So our goal is to have it, we can send it out to people, even though a lot of those classes are already online and will be completely online by February. We certainly want some people, it's kind of like, well, when I'll go back my age, when you grew up, but you had to have that catalog for Christmas in your hand to mark where you, you know, what did you want to do? I still actually love doing that for Lilydale, even in the past years. It kind of gives me a way of really reading through and getting a feeling of what did I want to take. And so I know some people are going to request us to send them. We are going to send them out to some churches that have already requested, and then there's some businesses that also request to have them placed there in their business. So Joan and I did that actually at our business as well. We had them there for people that wanted to know what was happening at Lilydale.
So if they're already on the mailing list, will they be getting a catalog, or do you have to call in and request one?
No, you're going to have to call in and request.
Okay, perfect.
We just feel that so many people have wanted to go automated that we're going to let those do that unless they request that they want the hard copy.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll get that out.
That's good to clarify that. So.
And, yeah, because we're going to have a lot of them. You know, certainly here, our other goal is to get them distributed throughout the area, kind of in Chautauqua County where you stop and at the visiting centers mm-hmm. and places where you see, we want to make sure that we also have our catalogs in those locations very soon so that people can see that when they're traveling as well.
And I've taken a peek at some of them, the classes. I was looking online myself, and it looks like there's just a wide variety of things that are being offered this summer, a wide variety.
There is, absolutely. And we also have 17 season highlights,
nice.
Of which some may surprise people, so I don't want to give it all away yet. but certainly it starts with our Tibetan monks, and there is some extremely famous people that people have probably known out there in the world of TV, Hollywood, the TV star realm for the past 30 years. People would have known some of the people that are coming in this year to Lilydale. And certainly people that it won't be no secret, it's coming fast, but we're also going to have some of our highlights that were this year back again. So like LaCara Foster, that was here this past year, Cindy Kaza, a lot of people that have really, certainly Shannon Taggart, people that have dedicated time in their yearly schedule to come to Lilydale. And I kind of want to leave a few of them secrets for people to kind of think, oh, who is it? Who is it? We're also going to have someone that has written many, many books on Lilydale, and that may tweak people's interest there. But I have about 9 of them in my cabinet here in my house. So it is someone that has written many, many books, many on Lilydale itself, and she grew up not all that far from here.
Well,
so that should give people some ideas.
Hmm.
So we're asking people to kind of get excited about this year and know that there's a lot of season highlights coming that are going to teach us a lot of different new things. So I don't know if you've heard of Donna Eden. Her energy medicine has been around for decades of time. And she did a lot years and years ago with Wayne Dyer. And her daughter is going to be here with us as a highlight this year.
That's great.
So we're looking forward to having lots of different people come. And there'll be people, I feel, we've already got a lot of the tickets purchased for some of those people are going to have like VIPs, so to speak, and they're actually going to have time with those VIPs, and some people have already purchased some of those tickets. So I encourage everybody, get online, see what's already on there. We keep adding every day. It'll all be on there.
When do you anticipate that'll all be up to date and on there?
I would say by the 3rd to the 4th week of January, we should have things on and ready to go. But absolutely by February, we're going to have everything online. And then, like I said, the middle of February, if everything stays on track at the printer and everything, we'll literally have the hard copies in our hands the middle of February.
Very nice. And, you know, we have some true friends of Lilydale, you know, like so Shannon Taggart that comes back, and Cindy Griffin,
yes,
really good,
absolutely,
people that keep coming back every year and, you know, truly love Lilydale and come back,
yes,
there because of their love for Lilydale. So that's really special.
Yeah. And she just had on the BBC, she just had a little documentary, and it involved the spiritualism, but she talked much in it about Lilydale.
And I know a lot of these workshops are helping people on their spiritual path. And
absolutely,
like we were talking about, you know, people are lost, they're searching, and we hope to be able to provide a space, an area, a place for them to find themselves in and be on their path to their spiritual path, whatever that might be, that will be
right,
able to support them.
Yes.
So, I love that. And maybe the thing people don't understand is that the residents here in Lilydale also get very excited during season, and I always like to promote our gardens of Lilydale because so many people, residents, spend a lot of time getting their gardens ready with all sorts of beautiful, you know, ornaments and decorations and everything else just to beautify it for our visitors here each and every year. So when you're walking up and down the streets, you can enjoy the beautification of Lilydale.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many hundreds of pictures I've taken when I didn't live here in Lilydale of people's flowers and the plants. But I certainly love our, you know, we have a garden here beside our house as well, and it's amazing to see all the birds and animals and the hummingbirds and everything that come to the different flowers. And it's always a wonderful thing to, you see them now all snow covered and you're thinking, oh, Jesus, you know, am I going to see the color back again? And then here comes spring and all the green and everything just pops out. And so excited, I want to say even, yes, it's very exciting for those that live here. Last year, we came several months ahead of season and helped do everything we could here to get ready for the season. And it was just such an energy. We used a lot of energy, but I gained a lot of energy by doing it. You know, by volunteering, it gives us an understanding of our energy is being put into it, and other people will feel it. You can't take energy. You can't destroy energy. You can only build energy.
Agreed. So. I totally agree. Well, I think we've covered most everything. I'd like to ask you if you have anything else you'd like to say for people that have never experienced Lily Bell before.
Well, I would say first that, you know, we are a nationally registered historic district. So if you get to come see a lot of our buildings, we go by certain codes and things to renovate, and we try to leave them in that energy that they were when they were built in the 1800s and early 1900s. And certainly you will feel that energy when you're here in Lilydale. So I encourage everyone to just come walk the grounds. And feel that preseason or during season. I know a lot of people that want to come before, after, and in between. So they come for the season, but they always want to feel that before when the spring's here and everything's blooming, but also that fall with the beautiful colors and that energy. And you can feel the energy of summer lingering here. That's the first time I got to feel that because of us living here. You can feel the energy that was built here in the summer. You can feel it into the fall. And then you just get this peaceful winter like today with the snow falling so gently on Lilydale. And so I would encourage people to come any time of the year.
Right? Yeah, I totally agree with that. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very well spoken, and I think you've explained everything to our viewers very well. And I know Ashley's been keeping up the Facebook page, and she's rolling out those events. You know, all the events are being posted, so it's a good thing for people to keep looking on that, as long as the website also. If anybody were to have any questions, because I do not take questions from our viewers on this show, but if anybody might have a question, you can post it in the comments and me and Amanda can go back through and read those and she can answer. If there's anybody that has a question you want to ask her, I'm sure she'll put an answer up there for you.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. Well, I didn't want to leave anyone out, so I'd say, you know, if you do come to Lilydale, there's lots of eateries and our retail shops, our guest houses. So there's lots to do. It's just not a little tiny town where you just walk up and down a couple streets. We got a lot of things for everybody to enjoy here. So look at our site. If you have any questions, certainly ask. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Zoom classes and during the season.
Awesome. And yeah, we got the best of both worlds. We have a lake, plus we have the woods.
Absolutely.
How many people can say that? Not too many. Not too many.
No.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, Amanda, and thank you all for listening and watching us this evening. If you'll join me again in 2 weeks for my next episode of Enlightening Your Way, where my goal is to help enrich your mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. Please visit this page often for everything going on in Lilydale. This is the official Lilydale Assembly, Inc. Facebook page, and I said check it daily. There's always something going up on it. Thank you all for joining us. Please like my page, Wellness with Nancy Lombardo, my Instagram, nancy.k.lombardo. My name is Nancy Lombardo. I am protecting and serving your well-being. Good evening, everybody.
Thank you, Nancy.